I really thank the Lord that we can gather together here this morning.
We
continue, we've been preaching on the gospel according to John. Because we have this thought. We wish that our brothers and sisters shall read the Bible real carefully.
A
lot of times after we read the Bible, it becomes alive and feed us.
And
then it makes us even more desire, more hungry for the word.
不解开,
but a lot of times if the word does not really open to us, then we feel it's boring.
那么怎么办呢?
Then what shall we do?
这是一个循环的情形。
And this is a cycle.
所以每一个礼拜弟兄姊妹们到主的面前。
So every week we come before the Lord.
我希望我能达成一个任务。
And I wish I can accomplish this purpose.
就是借着圣经里的交通。
It's through the fellowship in the Word.
鼓励弟兄姊妹们继续不断地读圣经。
I can encourage you to continue reading the Bible.
也许因为我在主的面前。 喜欢读圣经,
maybe because I really love to read the Bible. Maybe I can influence you to read more of your word. Maybe this week if I did not really get much out of the Bible. Maybe we all have the same experience. That doesn't matter. Because God's word still is our provision and still our life. If we just continuously according to the schedule and read on, and then it shall become our life.
并且一些本来我们以为好像没有什么意义，很肤浅、很表面的事情。
And sometimes when we read across some passage which doesn't look very ordinary.
当我们有一天读到某一句话的时候，忽然从前所有的知识都发生作用。
And sometimes when we come across just one phrase, and all our knowledge which accumulated before, and all of a sudden all put into use and can apply.
今天早晨，约翰福音第八章里面有一句话，一下叫我心跳跃起来。This
morning, the chapter 8 of the book of John, touched me, and it just suddenly made me jump.
这段话的背景当然是根据第七章来的。Of
course, it's a continuation from the chapter 7.
我说这句话，有些人读圣经会知道，因为约翰福音第八章第一节到十一节，有人认为他不应该在那里。
And because if you really read the Bible, then you realize that in chapter 8, from verse 1 through 11, it really shouldn't be placed there. Some people think it, that passage shouldn't be placed in that part of the Bible.
但是因为有第七章的背景，当我读到第八章的时候，我相信是圣灵的意思把它摆在那里。
And but if you really have the background of the chapter 7, and I believe it is from the Holy Spirit that this portion was placed in that place.
第七章里面讲什么呢?
Now what did it say in chapter 7?
讲到有人要捉拿耶稣。
It's talking about somebody they want to want to arrest Jesus.
这个人是他们想要杀的人。
This is the one that they want to kill.
但是耶稣却在祝棚节的时候仍然到圣殿里面去教训人。
But still in this time of tabernacle, Jesus still go up to the temple and teach people.
上一次我在这里讲到祝棚节的呼召，主说信我的人从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And last week last time I was talking about in the book of in tabernacle, then Jesus proclaimed that those who believe in him they shall have a river of living water coming forth from their bosom.
我们已经讲过这是划时代的话。
And we know that is a proclamation that was really surpassed the time.
并且我们看见主耶稣在祝棚节来讲这篇信息是何等的合宜啊！
And also we realize appropriate it is to have that message delivered on the time of tabernacle.
从旧约到新约都给我们看见，就是神要与人联合。
Because the tabernacle means it's the union of man and God.
神与人联合是借着什么呢？是借着圣灵。
Now through what? It's through the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹说，你读这些事情，什么事讲这些事情，我们都听过了，为什么再重复呢？
Now you say, why do you repeat this?
因为今天第八章那句话跟这些都有关系。Because
in the book the chapter 8 is all connected.
他们仍然继续要捉拿耶稣。Because
all these people still wanted to arrest him.
甚至差遣兵丁去捉拿。Even
send out the soldiers already.
可是他们去了之后发现，耶稣这个人说话跟人家不一样。
But when the soldier got there and realized that Jesus speaks so differently from other people,
他们这些兵丁也有耳朵, 虽然带着命令去的,
those soldiers can verify, although they do have the
他们有耳朵。
They have ears.
他们是带着使命要去捉拿耶稣的。
They were commissioned to go arrest Jesus.
可是听见耶稣讲的话，他们目瞪口呆。
But when they heard Jesus, what Jesus said, they were so,
absorbed.
so absorbed into the
word. 从来没有人像他这样说话的。
Because nobody teaches like that.
所以他们就不好意思，没办法去捉拿耶稣。
So those soldiers feel kind of embarrassed and uneasy, so they really didn't, do the job.
他们回到那些差他们去的人中间。
And then they went back to the officers.
尼哥底母也起来为他们说话。
And even Nicodemus come up and spoke for him.
我们没有问过他本人，也没有问过他口供，就捉拿他。我们的律法有这样的规矩吗？
Because Nicodemus said that we never really heard the story from his own mouth. How can we arrest this man?
那些文士和祭司长说，你也是加利利出来的吧？
And those Pharisees and the scribe and the told Nicodemus, well, you came out of Galilee too.
如果今天说这个话，就是引起很大的问题了，这是 ethnic 的问题，种族问歧视。
Well, if that kind of a remark was spoken out today, those people are politically incorrect.
所以这些话他们就用来攻击，对耶稣做人身攻击，也连带攻击尼哥底母。
Because they attack Jesus personally, and also they attack Nicodemus because they all come out from the same place.
不管怎么样，这段事情当时僵持下去，他们就没有办法捉拿耶稣。
Anyhow, it was so in such a controversy, Jesus was never arrested at that time.
所以第八章，约翰福音第八章告诉我们说，于是个人都回家去了。
And so that it says that everybody just went to their own home.
我们一起来读下去好不好？
Let's read on.
耶稣就往橄榄山去，清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。我们一起来读好不好？
Okay, let's read together.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫是悖拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说。夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把她怎么样呢？他们说这话，乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就站直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。这段圣经实在是非常好，我想可能是最常被传道人引用的一段圣经或者之一吧。
I mean, this is such a familiar passage. It's a wonderful passage. It was quoted very, very often.
我听见很多人传讲信息从这段圣经里面。
There's a lot of messages preached from this passage.
有些人说，这里有一些现成的信息说，平平安安的去吧，不要再犯罪。
Because this as a message is ready, already there saying that go in peace and sin no more.
这可以一篇非常对我们有帮助的信息。尤其对于还没有信主的人，叫我们知道主的赦免和平安。
And this can be so helpful, especially for those non-Christian, because that really assured us of His forgiveness of sins.
也有人说这里圣经有一句话没有翻出来，是很重要的。
And then there's some people mentioned that there's a part of a scripture that was not really translated, which is very important.
他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个都出去了。这第九节。
In the English Bible, it says very clearly that they heard it. They began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones.
因为圣经里面这里翻译没有翻出来，因为他们良心受了责备。
Because they were their conscience is starting to accuse themselves.
这一个良心这个字。在圣经里面第一次出现是在约翰福音第八章这里。
And this word conscience appear here is the very first time.Appear in the New Testament.
所以圣经的教师拿到这些圣经非常的宝贝。
So the Bible teacher really hold on to this passage because this is a very precious, important one.
从这里看见良心的工作。
Because here we see the work of conscience.
看见良心怎么被神的话语、被耶稣的话所恢复了。
And we see how conscience was recovered by the word of Jesus, by the word of God.
你如果读词研究良心，你就不能不漏掉这段圣经。
If you want to study the word conscience, then you cannot escape this passage.
说到这里，我就想起一位老朋友尤志浩弟兄。
Talk about this, I was reminded of an old friend, Joseph Yeo.
从前他在这里，我们一起读学习读词法。
When he was here many, many years ago, we studied together the words.
Word study.
Word study.
等到他回到台湾，在台湾的有些教会里面侍奉。
And after he went back to Taiwan, he served in some of the churches in Taiwan.
他也带领团去。
And he led the fellowship group.
有一次他来到回到这里来做见证，他参加感恩节的见证。
Once he came back around the Thanksgiving time and joined us with the feast and give testimony.
他说周弟兄教我们读词法妙用无穷啊。
And he said, well, when Brother Chow told us how to do the word study, it was very, very useful.
他说我回到台湾的时候也没有牧师，我们几个人怎么供应呢？
And at the time when I went back to Taiwan, we didn't have any pastor to teach us, and how do we, survive?
他就跟他太太两个人开始用读词法读出一件事情的真理来供应弟兄姊妹们。
So he and his wife, they just do word study together, and then, receive something from the Lord, and then give out to the brothers and sisters.
如果我记得不错的话，我们读的第一个词就是良心。
And if I don't remember it wrong, the very first word we study is the word conscience.
胡弟兄对不对？我们是不是读良心的字啊？记得哈。那么这里有这么宝贝的东西在里面。
And this is such a precious thing that hidden in this passage.
但是这段圣经主要的内容是讲什么？
But the main thrust of this the story, what is it?
这里有一段圣经第五节说，这些人这样记载，然后问主耶稣说。你看你说该把它怎么样办呢？
But if you read verse 5, now in the law, Moses commanded us to do this and do that, then what do you say?
这也可以成为一篇信息的题目。
And that would be the topic of a sermon.
还不是最准确的题目。
And it might not be the most precise topic.
第六节说，他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。
In verse 6, they go on, they were saying this, testing him, in order that they might have grounds for accusing him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这一句话在这里跟前面第七章的思路是一直连贯下来的，因为他们要捉拿耶稣。现在他们说，既然没有听过他的口供，好，抓住他的把柄，就可以把他捉拿。
You see, this is really a continuation of chapter 7. Over there, they wanted to arrest him, but they couldn't. And here, they still want to do the same thing, so they are trying to get hold of a reason to accuse him.
大家同不同意？
Now,
这是不是这段圣经的重点，对不对？
So this is really the main point of this part of the scripture.
但是在我讲这些圣经之前，我再卖一个关子。
But before I go on, let me tell you something else.
有一句话摸着我的心，比这个圣经本文重点还要厉害。
This one phrase, one word that touched me even more so than what it says here.
是什么呢？
What is it?
就是第二节那里的话
is in verse 2.
他说清早他又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。
In verse 2, it's early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them.
什么话抓住我的心？
Now, which part that really caught me?
这里圣经告诉我说，耶稣就坐下教训他们。
It says, he sat down.And began to teach them.
耶稣在这里继续教训他们。
And continuously, Jesus teaching them.
我就发现，在耶稣身上有一个特别的力量。
And we found out that there's a special force on Jesus.
你看，我们已经知道在这里的背景，一路上他们要捉拿他。
And we already know the background because all along the people wanted to arrest him.
可是耶稣竟然这么安详坐下来教训他们。
But then, can you imagine that Jesus still, in such peace, he still wants to sit down and teach them.
哎呀，这句话给我很大的安慰，很大的帮助。
And this really gave me a great comfort.
弟兄姊妹们，我们哪一个人没有难处的呢？
Now, we all have problems.
论到难处，没有一个人难处比耶稣更大。
But if we want to compare the problems with Jesus, this is difficulties. Nobody has greater difficulties.
寻索他的命。
Because they want to arrest him and they want to kill him.
但是他对于神所托付给他的工作，他从来不单言。
But the work that the Lord, God, gave him, he will never, delay.
因为第七章里面我们一看见说耶稣在住棚间里面到圣殿里去教训人。
Because in chapter 7 we see that in the tabernacle that Jesus went to the temple and teach people.
他有许多的教训要教训。
And there are so many teachings that he had to give.
他说我的教训不是我自己的，是从父那里来的。
And he claimed that those teachings are not from himself, but from the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，我们自己遇见一点点难处的时候，就常常放弃我们的职守。
And when we come across the little problem, a lot of times we just give up what we are supposed to do. Give up our duties.
我常常遇见各种难处。
And I have all kinds of problems.
我常常觉得想要放弃。
And a lot of times I want to give up.
并且我就是说，这些事情谁来照顾我的需要？
And I say, well, now who's going to take care of my needs?
我相信弟兄姊妹们在工作上面也是一样。
And I believe you all have the same experience in your work.
但是主在这里给我们做个榜样。
But they're here, the Lord, Jesus gave us an example.
就是他知道什么是他最要紧的事情。
And he knows what is the most important thing, his very, very, his priority.
因为他这样忠心的仍然侍奉。
Because he served in such, so loyally.
他相信神负着他的责任。
And he believed that Jesus, that God is responsible for all his needs.
弟兄姊妹，我把这个背景陪衬在这里，把这句话特别拿出来，就叫我自己得到了帮助。
And when I read through this, and when I take this out, and then it really helped me a lot.
我也希望弟兄姊妹们在这个例子里面看见主耶稣的榜样，而知道怎么样靠着主胜过你每天的难处。
And so I wish you also from this example of Jesus that we will learn of it and use it to overcome all our daily problems.
不错，我们有许多的难处。
Yes, indeed, we have a lot of problems.
但是还有主交给我们的工作，我们必须要做的。
But there's still the work of the Lord that we need to do.
就叫我们一直不断的往前跟随上去。
And then we can just continue and just go on, press on to follow Him.
我刚才说，我希望做什么事情呢？
And what do I wish to do?
我在教会里的职分是什么呢？
And what was the duty I have in the church?
就是希望因着我自己读圣经的缘故，影响弟兄姊妹也都来读圣经。
And is that when because I am so interested in Bible, I want to influence you that you will be also interested in reading Bible.
主耶稣为什么能够在艰难的时候仍然继续坚持他的职分？
Now why? What do you think Jesus can do that during this, the most difficult time, can still hold on to and to do his own work?
因为第七章告诉我们为什么。
Because in chapter 7, it told us.
他说信我的人要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
Because he said, those who believe in me, in the believers, and then the living water shall come out of the bosom.
活水在里面，所以能侍奉。
Because of the living water is within, so that we can serve him.
前个礼拜我们在家庭聚会里面，我听见王文弟兄做一点见证。
And last week in our home meeting, I heard our brother Mark give some testimony.
我也听见包容姊妹做一点见证。
And I heard some testimony from our sister Shi.
我觉得他们里面有活水的江河。
And I do believe they have this living stream inside of them.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看。为什么我们需要天天读经天天祷告深根立基在耶稣基督里面
You see why we have to read the Bible every day and why we have to pray every day so that we will set root in Jesus' word
是叫你能够得到力量
And so that you can have the power
不仅在教会里面是否能够刚强
Not only you will be able to be strong in serving in the church
在你每天的工作里面你也得到力量能够做好你的本分
And also in your very very in your own work in the secular work that you will be able to do good job
你是个工程师
Are you an engineer?
你是一个做 computer 的吗
Are you a computer engineer?
或者你开餐馆
Or you open up a restaurant?
不管你是什么行业
Doesn't matter which line of work you're doing.
神的意思是要叫你先借着他的话语生根立基在他的里面
What the Lord wants you to do is that through his word that you really set root in his strength.
叫你借着祷告生根立基在他的里面
And through prayer that you will set root in him.
你是职分是服侍人的吗
Now, if your job is to serve someone,
不管你的职分是什么
it doesn't matter.
当你生根立基在人里面的时候，你在耶稣基督里的时候，你就有力量。
Now, when you set root in Jesus, then you will have power.
弟兄姊妹，上个礼拜、前个礼拜，邱仁山弟兄做了一点 survey， 做了一点调查。
And our brother Jeffrey made some survey earlier.
好多弟兄姊妹都有难处。
And a lot of people have problems.
他也做了一点调查，有多少人读圣经的。
And he also made some survey about how many people are reading the Bibles.
他发现读圣经的人都有祷告。
And he find out that those who read the Bible, they all pray.
祷告的人有些都 不读圣经。
And some people who pray but does not really read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我，我是一个头脑的人。
And you forgive me to say this.
我从前是读物理，并且做实验物理的。
And I'm a physicist, and I was doing experimental physics.
所以每一个数据我都要拿来研究，它分析一下到底这个数据什么意义。
So all the data I collected, I want to analyze it, and I want to figure out what does it really mean.
让我分析给你看这两个原因，这两个数字不同在哪里。
And let me analyze why this we have this kind of outcome.
有些人也祷告。
Some people pray.
有些人又读经又祷告。
Some people read the Bible and pray.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
那些读圣经的人是因着读圣经的话看见亮光照在自己的需要照在自己的软弱上面，因此谦谦卑卑地到神面前祷告，求神把他的话语给我们，让我们吸收。
Those who read the Bible and then they would find out that this word
and see the light,
then, so that they'll come humbly before the Lord and pray that the Lord will open up the Bible so that we can understand.
那些只祷告不读经的人呢？
Those who only pray and did not read the Bible.
我相信他祷告也有原因。
Are the ones that I believe they have a reason to pray.
因为他有许多的难处，难处把他逼到主的面前，不能不祷告了。
Because they have so many difficulties and those and press them before the Lord that they have to pray.
弟兄姊妹，你们认为我的分析有没有道理？
Now, do you think this makes sense?
那么这样的情形怎么不同呢？
And what's the difference between these two situations?
那些只祷告不读经的人，当他的难处过去以后，不会再去祷告。
Because those who only pray and did not read the Bible after the problem is passed, they won't pray anymore.
因为祷告没有变成他的生命。
Because the prayer is not the life.
你的需要从自己出来的永远不能被满足。
Because the need, when that need is coming out of yourself, that will never be satisfied.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你下定决心好好读圣经的话，大有盼望，因为神的话会改变你的生命。
But if you really want to make up your mind to really read the word, and then you have great hope because the word will change your life.
弟兄姊妹，教会的光景跟弟兄姊妹读经的情形有很大的影响。
And the situation of a whole church has a lot to do with how we read the Bible.
我们新进来的同工范姊妹在主的面前非常有负担。
And our new co-workers, Sister Hope Fang, have a great burden in the Lord.
他告诉我周弟兄你看邱弟兄报告说有这么多人有家庭的问题有经济的问题各式各样的问题。
You see, he's a brother's child, you see the, from the survey, we see all kinds of problems that we have.
他说我要去看望他们他也请我一起看他。
And I want to visit them, and also she want me to go with her.
我知道我也应该去看望。
And I know I want to, I should go.
但是我却知道看望不会解决你的问题。
But I do believe visitation is not gonna solve your problem.
你已经有答案，知道怎么能解决问题。
You already have the answer to solve your problem.
神的话是你生命的力量。
Because God's word is the power of your life.
用你愿意来读圣经，从里面得到供应的时候，你会得到恢复。
Only through when you are willing to read the Bible, then you will be provided and you shall be fed by God's word.
没有力量，没有关系。等到你过了一段时间，神的话会向你解开，你一定得到力量。
In the beginning, it might not have much effect, and then gradually, God's word is going to open up to you and definitely will solve your problem.
今天早晨 ，Johnny 也不在这里。
This morning, Johnny is not here.
我非常欢喜这个年轻人。
I love him so.
不是因为他从五岁就开始教他。
It's not because he's with us ever since he's 5 years old.
而是因为他今年告诉我他要读圣经。
But because he told me that he really wanted to spend time in the Word.
而且过一段时间我就跟他 check 一下看看他有没有读。
And I check periodically with him.
他告诉我今年年底一定可以读完一遍圣经。
And he told me that by the end of this year, he will surely finish one time, read the Bible over.
弟兄姊妹，你说我会不会喜欢他？
Now do you think I really like him?Because of this.
我的女儿到东岸去了。
My daughter went to the East Coast.
哦，我要解释一下为什么 Johnny 今天没有来哈，你们不要误会他今天不偷懒不来聚会。
And I want to explain to you why Johnny's not here today, so that you won't say that he's just being lazy not to come Sunday.
因为他去参加学校里面的一个基督徒退休会。
Because he went to a Christian retreat at school.
你们年轻人不要误会啊，我对你们非常关心，非常注意。
And young people don't make any mistakes because I really pay attention to you.
我的女儿到哈佛读书去了。
My girl went to Harvard.
我本来想要不要讲哈佛两个字。
At first, I really wanted to omit that the name of the school.
这是我第一次公开在讲台上告诉你们说我女儿去哈佛。其实你们早就知道了。
Now, this is the first time I said it on pulpit, and actually, you all know.
我不讲的原因很简单，因为不愿意人把所有重心、注意力放在学校这么好的学校上面。
Because the reason I don't want to mention it, because I don't want you to pay attention to the name, the big name of the school.
我讲他的故事给你们听也是有原因的。
And the reason I want to mention her is also I have a reason.
因为她写信回来告诉我有一个要求。
Because she wrote back and she asked me something.
她说爸爸你能不能把从前你讲耶利米书的录音带寄一份给我。
She said, Dad, would you please send me all the tapes that you preach about the Jeremiah? Send that set of tape to me.
我是一个侍奉主的人我也是一个父亲。
And I am I'm a servant of God and I'm also a father.
让我告诉你我对她的喜悦不是因为她进了哈佛。
And let me tell you, the reason I love her is not because she went to Harvard.
而是因为她在主的面前有心要读圣经。
Because she has the heart to read the Bible.
当然她可以从很多地方得到耶利米书讲义 读耶利米书得到帮助。
Of course, it's very easy for her to get help and get the message from the book of Jeremiah elsewhere.
但是她跟父亲要的录音带父亲当然更加开心一点。
And when she asked the tape from me, of course, I'm very, very happy.
我讲了我女儿的事情 equal time for every young people
and equal time for all the young people after I mentioned
刚才我讲 Johnny 的事情
I talk about Johnny
你们不要以为因为他特别会翻译所以我请他翻译不是的
and don't think just because she's great in doing interpretation I asked him to do that
而是我要给他鼓励叫他知道说侍奉主是最要紧的事情
and rather I want to encourage him to tell him that to serve the Lord is the most important thing
果然另外有一位弟兄说就是说下一次以后我要跟你翻译
indeed And there's another brother said that next time I will interpret for you.
可惜这个机会以后可能不太多。
And very, I feel very sorry because we don't have much of this opportunity.
因为有些老年人就是说讲到要翻译太麻烦了，希望少年人出去。
And there's some elderly wanted thinking that the interpretation is taking too much time. It's better to have the young people to go out.
其实我的心是积极的，如果他们出去，我就跟去。
But actually, it's all right because if they go out, and I will go follow.
为什么？我也希望能够讲一些信息，叫他们在他们的程度上更容易吸收的。
Because indeed, I want to preach to them some messages that's on their level that's easier for them to absorb.
等一下，我这里讲完之后要去教小孩子。
And after I preach here, I will go to the children's.
我相信我也可以教小孩子。
And I believe I can teach the kids.
我可以教年长的，也可以教小孩子。
And I do believe I can teach the elderly and I can teach the kids.
我告诉你，最难教的是少年人。
Let me tell you, the hardest one is the young people.
他们是我的挑战。
They are my challenge.
前两天晚上我碰见一些弟兄姊妹们他们已经到别的地方聚会去了。
And a few nights ago, I come across some brothers and sisters, they start meeting somewhere else.
我也关心他们的情形。
And I'm very concerned about them too.
他们也知道我的女儿在哪里读书。
They knew where my goddaughter went to school, and so they congratulate me.
但是我告诉你一个人功课好不好他是在他的班上一样要竞争的。
And you know, there's a great competition, it doesn't matter where you are.
这两位姊妹跟我同感，她说，哎呀，你知道我们两个孩子很不一样，那个读书很喜欢读，那个妈妈呼呼什么都好。
And this one sister shared with me that said, you know, my two kids are so different. One is very, very careful and self-motivated. The other one is really taking it very easy.
我说个人有个人的福分。
And we say we all have, they all have their own blessing.
弟兄姊妹们，我没有改变我的价值观念。
And I did not change my value.
我仍然在这里重复。
I want to repeat one more time.
一个人的价值是根据他在神面前的价值。
And one's value is really depend on how he is.In the Lord.
你可以在一个最没有名气的学校读书。
You might be studying in the least famous school.
我差一点举个例子，不要举这个例子。
I better not to mention it.
正好也许有人还在读书，那糟糕了。但是就是你在一个最不出名的学校读书，
Even when,
如果你心向着神，说不定哈佛的毕业生将来你可以服侍他们，传福音给他们。
Even when you're studying in the least famous school, but maybe later on when you really have the heart in the Lord, later on you can minister to a Harvard graduate.
我们中间有弟兄姊妹的孩子也可能走上侍奉主的路。
And there are some children among that our brothers and sisters have. They might step up into into serving the Lord.
我心里非常欢喜快乐。
And I'm very, very happy for them.
Linda 的哥哥回到这里来，回到 Orange County 来。
And when Linda's brother came back,
他到我女儿学校去 recruit 去要鼓励他们的学生去申请 Princeton.
He went to Fun Valley High to recruit for Princeton.
那天我的女儿不在，所以他们说，哎，我认识 Dorothy， 可是怎么她不在？
And that day Dorothy was not there, and Albert said that, I knew Dorothy. How come she's not there?
Albert 他们就说，那你怎么认识 Dorothy 的？
And said, how do you know Dorothy?
他说我在他父亲的教会里面受浸的。
I said, oh, I baptized in his dad's church.
我感谢主，他还记得他在哪里受浸啊。
I thank the Lord that he still remember where he is baptized.
我希望他在属灵上面更加努力。
And I believe, I hope that he will pay more attention.
也希望他的父母亲爱主侍奉主，有一天回到教会里面来。
And I pray that his parents will also love the Lord and serve the Lord and come back to the church.
我不会在这些点上妥协。
And I will never compromise on those.
一个人的价值不在于他的家道丰富。
And his one's value is not upon how rich one is.
而在于他在主的面前到底如何
？And rather how he is, what his heart is in the Lord.
好了，我讲的小孩的事情够多了。
And I've talked too much about the kids.
也许很快的，我们把他们分出去，给他们更好的待遇。
And maybe very soon we will give them have a separate meeting for them and give them better provision.
我们再回到主耶稣身上。
Let's come back to the Lord.
主耶稣的生命一直连根立基与耶稣父在父神的里面。
And Jesus' life is continuously rooted in the Lord.
所以他的生命一直彰显神的荣耀，一直教训神的儿女。
So his life continuously magnified God's glory.
这一天，他们带着这个新迎的夫人来到他的面前。
This day, they brought this woman to him.
这是一个很不公平的事情。
And it's very unfair.
但是他们的试探是非常巧妙的。
But their testing is very, very tricky.
他们来到耶稣面前，已经告诉他们说，律法怎么说的。
And because he bring her to Jesus and then told him that what the law is supposed to do.
摆明在面前，律法这样吩咐，这样的人应当用石头打死。
He said, now, yeah, according to the law, a person like this shall be stoned to death.
我想他们说这句话的时候，对那个妇人完全没有怜悯，没有同情。
And I believe when they claim that, they have no mercy, have no pity upon that woman.
而且可能充满了嘲笑。
And maybe it was the food of mocking.
但是弟兄姊妹们，他们基本上不是对着妇人说，是对耶稣说的。
But actually, they don't care too much about that woman. They are pointed at Jesus.
这个妇人不重要。
That woman is not important.
连名字都没有。
That's not even name mentioned.
他们的目标是耶稣。
And their target is Jesus.
他们要抓着把柄，要试探耶稣，好来办他。
They want to get the ground to accuse him.
为什么
？Why？
因为在那个时候，犹太人。没有杀人的权柄。
Because in that time, the Jews have no right to kill anyone.
国家的条件是什么
？What's the requirement of the law?
人民、土地、政府还有权利、主权，对不对
？And as a country, you have to have the people, the government, the ground, the territory, and authority.
有政府，可是却没有主权。
In that time, they have government, but they don't have the authority.
他们的主权受罗马的辖制。
And their authority is really from the Roman Empire.
他们不能够杀人。
They have no right to kill.
也不能够把这个妇人用石头打死。
And they have no right to stone that woman.
在这里你看见律法的冲突。
You see this, there's a controversy, there's a conflicting point of the laws.
律法和政治的冲突。
This is, you see the conflicting point of the law and political system.
他们要把主耶稣卷到这个冲突里面。
They want to involve Jesus into this controversy.
耶稣一卷进去就出不来了。
And once Jesus got involved, then he won't be able to get out.
无论怎么样，总要有把柄。
No matter what he does, it's always that they can get hold of something to.
圣经里有个历史的榜样。
And in the Bible, there's a historical example.
他们也要把但以理抓起来。
They want to arrest Daniel.
他们说这个人一点没有差错。
Because they say, well, there's nothing wrong with him.
他所办的事情没有一点差错。
All the things that he's doing is all okay.
国王也信任他。
And even the king really totally trusts him.
我们若是要参他，若不在神的律法中间，就找不着。
Now, if we really want to impeach him, if not through the law of God, then we don't have any other way.
所以他们就要用祷告这件事情作为网络，把但以理抓起来。
So they use the excuse. They raise the issue of prayer and to arrest him.
但以理给他们抓起来。
And Daniel was arrested by them.
但是却蒙了神的保守。
But then he was preserved by God.
这里主耶稣连抓都不给他们抓住。
Here Jesus wasn't even able to arrest Jesus.
所以这里也是一个智慧的试验。
So here is also a test of wisdom.
看看主耶稣有没有什么智慧能够从这个困难里面解决。
Just want to see if Jesus can get out of this one.
这个试验也是对于耶稣他的心的试验。
And also this is a test for Jesus' heart.
看看有没有同情心，有没有怜悯心。
Just to see if Jesus any pity, have any mercy.
但是也要看看耶稣基督是不是讲公义。
And also they want to know if Jesus really just, if he have to be fair.
如果耶稣是一个以色列的教师。
If Jesus is a Israel, a teacher.
他也坐在圣殿里面教训人。
And he's sitting in the temple teaching people.
他自己怎么能遵行神的律法呢？
And, doesn't he required to also follow this law?
他如果不遵行神的律法，他还有什么资格教训人呢？
And he does not follow, he does not obey this law. What right does he have to teach people about the law?
这些法利赛人就是站在这个地位上，坐在高位上，觉得说我们是遵行神律法的人，我们懂得神的道理。
Because these Pharisees they sit on the high seats and they say, we are the one that obey the law, we are the one that obey God.
但等到实验做完以后，神的光照在他们里面，他们良心发现。
But after this test, after this so-called experiment, God's light shining in them and they see their own sins.
他们才看见自己被定罪。
They see that they themselves will be condemned.
主耶稣就有这个本领。
And somehow Jesus have that power.
他一句话也没有讲。
He didn't say anything.
他在地上画字。
He just make drawings on the ground.
我也不去猜他画什么字。
And I don't want to guess what he draw.
但是正在他不说话的时候也说了话。
But right in the middle of not saying anything, he spoke loudly.
我刚才说主耶稣在这里受试探，结果是这些文士、法利赛人受了试验。
See, originally that Jesus was supposed to be tested here, but eventually the Pharisees and the scribes are the ones being condemned.
他们说这样的人，你说该把他怎么办？
They asked, well, now, what do you say?
耶稣说什么呢？
And Jesus said,
耶稣说释放。
If Jesus said, oh, release her.
为什么释放？
Now why?
律法他说这样的人该用石头打死。
Well, according to the law, a person like this shall be stoned to death.
主耶稣说打死。
And if Jesus said, well, stone her to death.
耶稣成了杀人犯。
Then Jesus become a killer.
他们说是耶稣说把他打死的。
Because well, Jesus said to kill her.
不仅他们在神的面前没有罪。
Not only they will be free of sin in the Lord.
在罗马的政权面前也没有罪。
And also they will be off the hook, even in the law.
却把耶稣网络起来。
And then they can entrap Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个实验好厉害啊。
Now that's a terrible test.
但是我告诉你，耶稣的智慧是根据什么？
But where does Jesus' wisdom coming from?
你不是说律法吗？
Now you were talking about law?
申命记里面是讲到这个律法。
Indeed, in the Deuteronomy, there is a law like that.
你如果有兴趣，并且你也应该回去查22章24节。
And I believe you should go home and study Deuteronomy 22-24.
这里时间不够，我们不翻开来读了。
We don't have time, so we don't read it.
但是在律法里面也说。
But also in the law it says,
见证人是拿石头打，开始打的。
It said that the eyewitness is supposed to be the first one, supposed the one to cast the first stone.
那个丢第一块石头的人就是见证人。
The one who cast the first stone is supposed to be the witness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在英语里面已经有这句成语。
So we already have the saying in English.
我们中国的文化和福音接触的晚一点。
And our Chinese culture didn't have much contact with the gospel.
有时候需要翻译这些英文的时候，翻成中文人家还是看不懂什么叫丢第一块石头。
And even we want to translate the word cast the first stone, casting of the first stone, we still don't understand.
但是生命经里面讲得很清楚。
But in the book of Deuteronomy,
主耶稣读圣经比他们读得还要仔细。
But Jesus have even better understanding of the law.
他们不是说这样的人该怎么办吗？
They ask, what should we do?
主说，圣经里面
said,
律法里面不仅教导说这样人该用石头打死，也讲得清楚谁应该来定罪。
And Jesus pointed out to them, in the law, not only said, what should we do with this kind of person, also it says, who is supposed to cast the first stone?
你们说他是行淫时被拿的。
Now, you said that he was caught, during the act of Deuteronomy. Adultery.
你们是这样说的。
Now, you said that.
所以你们是当中的目击者，见证人。
So you are the witness, eyewitnesses.
所以他说，你们中间，不是说谁是目击者可以打死人啊。
So he didn't say that who's the eyewitnesses shall cast the first stone.
他说你们中间谁是没有罪的。
He asked.
可以先拿石头打他。
Rather, he asked, among you, who is the one that without sin can cast the first stone?
我稀奇这句话。
I'm really amazed at this.
稀奇在哪里呢？
Now why?
这句话这么有力量。
Because it has such power.
而且来得这么快。
And it reacted in such a quick way.
这些法利赛人以为这次一定把耶稣试探，一定把他抓住了。
Because this time the Pharisees, they thought, haha, this time we're really gonna entrap him.
却没有想到耶稣一句话把他们的一切阴谋给破解了。
They never expect that just by this one word from Jesus, the whole thing just fell off.
他们来不及想对策。
Fall apart.
神的 光就照在他们的里面。
Because they couldn't think of any way to counteract and the light of it.
他们没有跟耶稣说不对啊，律法上不是这样讲的。
I was really amazed they did not argue with Jesus. Hey, this is not exactly what the law is saying.
弟兄姊妹们，当神的光照在我们里面的时候，比律法还要强啊。
But a lot of time when the light shine in upon us, is stronger than the word of the law.
请说你们中间谁是没有罪的人？
And Jesus
可以先拿石头打他。
Who's without sin can cast the first stone?
他们立刻被神的光所光照。
And they were right away they were enlightened by God.
可能他们没有犯奸淫的罪。
Maybe they didn't have the sin of adultery.
主耶稣说原则都是一样。
But Jesus said it's all in the same.Principle.
在我们的肉体里面，我们都是罪人。
Because in the flesh, we're all sinners.
你怎么能定罪别人？因为你是罪人，你没有资格定罪别人。
And how can you condemn anyone? Because no one is without sin.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，神的话叫我们大得安慰啊。
And this really gives us great comfort.
我以前曾经讲过，我不怕重复。
And I said about this before, but I want to repeat.
神儿女中间，我们没有彼此定罪的权利。
We don't have the right among the children of God to condemn each other.
定罪是圣灵的工作。
Because the condemnation is the work of.
连主耶稣都不定罪，
Jesus,
他今天把定罪的工作交给圣灵。
Even Jesus does not condemn, and he give this to Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣亲身为我们死在十字架上。
Because he died for us on the cross.
他来不是要定世人的罪。
He come is not to condemn the world.
乃是要叫世人因悔改而得赦免。
But the world through him might be saved.
所以他把定罪的工作交给圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit come to condemn us.
圣灵就做工在他们的里面。
And then the Holy Spirit work in them.
他们就从老到少，一个一个的走出去了。
And then from the oldest to the youngest, and one by one,They get out.
为什么从老到少一个一个走？
How comes from the old to one to young? They got out one by one.
有两个原因。
The two reasons.
一个是老年人比较灵敏感。
One is the elderly are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
另外一个原因是因为从小到老犯的罪比较多。
Another reason is that with greater age that we committed more sin.
我们累积更多的财富。
And we accumulate more wealth.
我们也累积更多的罪。
We accumulate more sin.
不晓得哪一个啊？我宁愿是因为老年人灵比较敏锐，被神先光照。
I'd rather believe that the elderly are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
至少我愿意第一个走出去。
At least I want to be, I like to be the first one to get out.
因为我不愿意知道那里的结局如何。
Because I didn't want to know what's happening in there.
他们从老到少一个一个的都走出去了。
From the old one to the young ones, that one by one they got out.
真稀奇啊。
And it's really marvelous.
一个一个都走出去了。
They all left.
只剩下耶稣和那个妇人站在当中。
Only Jesus and that woman left.
真奇怪啊。
It's marvelous.
他们一定是许许多多的人熙熙攘攘轰轰闹闹把这个妇人带来放在耶稣的面前。
There must be a great crowd brought forth this woman in front of Jesus.
带来的时候一定一千多人围观的。
I believe there's a great crowd already was there.
我不晓得这个妇人是不是从前放在监中的。还是把他从家里面拉出来的。
I don't know whether this woman was already arrested and was put in prison, or they just drag him, drag her out.
有一点怀疑是临时他们去把他找来。这个妇人是曾经犯罪的时候被抓住，他们就没有一直看守他。
And I have a hunch that they deliberately trying to get someone like this woman to come forward.
所以只抓到一个，没有抓到两个。
So that's why they only caught the woman and not the man.
但是现在不理了，走了。
And now they just left her and they all left.
所以弟兄姊妹，我就说他们根本不在乎这个什么道德的问题，他们不是那么有道德的人啊。
So they're not really, this is not a moral issue. They don't care that much.
他们真的是就是为了拿住耶稣的把柄。
Indeed, they are here to try to find fault in
Jesus. 但是耶稣没有给他们拿住把柄。
But Jesus deflected
them. 反而让他们心里面受了定罪。
But rather, that their hearts were condemned.
那么剩下这个妇人怎么处理呢？
And then what do we do with this woman?
主耶稣起来拍拍手就走掉了。
And did Jesus just left?
那么妇人怎么办呢？
And what does this woman do?
她恐怕到今天还站在那儿。
Maybe he's still standing there until today.
她也不知道她该怎么办。
He doesn't know what he's supposed to do.
把一个人的罪暴露在那里而不给他解决的办法是很难过的。
And when you expose somebody's sin and not to have a way out, that's a terrible thing.
如果 Thomas Hearing 到现在一直还在谈，他怎么办呢？
if the Thomas hearing still go on, what is he going to do?
你知道在 Thomas hearing 的时候我心里想恐怕跟这个情形有点像哦。
And during that hearing, I said, well, it's a little bit like this.
但是我很快就觉得说不对不对。
And right away, I said, no, that's not quite the same.
因为在这里真正他们对付的是耶稣不是这个妇人。
Because here, they are trying to deal with Jesus. They're not pointed at this woman at all.
所以跟今天我们所说以为那些 moral issue 完全没有关系。
So it's not a moral issue.
好了耶稣对这个妇人怎么办
So what did Jesus do?
耶稣能鼓励他继续这样吗?
Did Jesus encourage her to go on like this?
没有。
No.
主耶稣说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢?
And Jesus said, woman, where are they?
我真是很佩服主耶稣说话怎么说的了。
I really admire the way that Jesus.
难道这些人出去耶稣不晓得吗?
Of course, Jesus knew all these people left.
他却问妇人说
But rather he asked the woman,
那些人在哪里呢?
Woman, he said, woman, where are they?
是要妇人知道。
And this would, so that this woman would know.
他今天好像站在审判台的面前。
It's just like this woman was standing before the judgment seat.
但是实在问题是那一些离开的人。
But the problem is really with the people who left.
就说那些人在哪里呢?
They said, where are they?
但对这妇人就说没有人定你的罪吗
He said, did no one condemn you?
你看这妇人说什么
And he said, let's read on, see what did this woman say.
妇人对他说主啊
And she said, Lord,
主啊
Lord,
没有
no one.
昨天晚上我的外公对我说
Yesterday, my grandfather told me,
他说这个福音很好啊福音很好但是就是不民主啊
He said, this gospel is wonderful, but it's not so
democratic.
他说
为什么叫要耶稣主啊主啊
He said, why do we have to call Jesus Lord?
那么他是主我们是奴才了
If he's the Lord, we're the slave.
他说你看末代皇帝主是我们是奴仆了
You see,
奴才了
the last emperor, they call him the Lord, and those are the slaves.
他说这个太不公平了吧
This is not fair.
这不民主啊
This is not democratic.
我是没关系讲话也乱讲了
I said, well, I'm a grandson, I can speak.
我说外公啊对不起主只有一位神只有一位我也不是选来的也没有竞选过
I said, I'm sorry, but there's only one Lord.
我说外公也没有一个呀外公也只有我不能到处说今年我们换个外公我选某某做外公好不好
You see, I only have one grandpa and I cannot really elect one on this year and that year.
这个怎么可以民主呢
And this is no way to, that you can
我说如果你要
在这
民主我明天不请你做外公了我找个别人做外公吧怎么样
If you're talking about democratic next year I will elect somebody else to be my grandma
你说好不好啊你说好不好啊
Now do you like that
当然你说我是外孙嘛讲话就糊涂
see,
我是跟他随便讲
see,
他也没法生我气
I'm a grandson I can just talk like this he won't get mad at me
但这里有真理对不对
But there's a truth
你不能选外公你也不能选哪一个是主啊
You cannot choose your grandfather You cannot choose the Lord
这个妇人就知道她的生命她的一切所有都是拜受耶稣之赐
And this woman knows fully all is by the
given by the
it was all was given by the Jesus
所以她宁愿让耶稣来做主对不对
So she'd rather to have Jesus as her Lord
巴不得我们在得救的那一刻我们从心里说主啊谢谢你我的罪得都赦免我属于你的了
I really wish that the moment we are saved we can claim that Lord Jesus that all is from you from now on
耶稣说我也不定你的罪
And then Jesus said that I will not neither do I condemn you
在天下人间只有一位配定罪的
And from the upon heaven and earth, there's only one person who can condemn.
不仅是因为他有这个权柄。
It's not because only he's got the authority.
也是因为他自己是完全没有罪的。
It's also because he's the only one who is perfect, who's sinless.
那就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus.
但是这个定罪，主留到将来。
But that condemnation that Jesus still saved until future time in the seat of judgment.
现在他却说，我也。不定你的罪
And now he said, neither do I condemn you.
弟兄姊妹们在这里有没有看见救恩这个妇人说主啊求你赦免我的罪有没有这样说
Now did you hear this woman said, Oh Lord, please save me?
没有
No.
她只是呼叫一声主啊没有
And he only called out, Lord, no one.
但是耶稣说我赦免你的罪
Then Jesus said, I forgive you.
弟兄姊妹，我们一个人怎么得到新的生命？
Now, how do we receive a new life?
耶稣做了我们的救主。
When Jesus became our Lord,
他的血洗净我的罪。
And his blood washed off all our sins.
赦免我一切的不义。
And forgive all our iniquities.
所以我称呼他为主。
So, I call him Lord.
所以我把我的生命献给他。
So I give my life to him.
亲爱的朋友们，在这里，你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主吗？
Dear friend, do you want to receive Jesus to be your Lord?
你知道耶稣不定你的罪。
You know that Jesus will not condemn you.
但是圣灵已经叫你知道有罪。
But Holy Spirit inside already make you feel that you are full of sins.
也没有人定你的罪，教会不敢定你的罪。
And nobody will condemn you. The church, even the church won't condemn you.
我们告诉你，我们是罪人。
We only tell you that we are the sinners.
今天我们得救了。
Today we receive.
所以你也可以一样到主的面前接受他的救恩
So in the same way, you can come before the Lord and receive him.
Hallelujah. 主说不要再犯罪了。
And then Jesus says, sin no more.
为什么不犯罪了？
Now why? Why can we sin no more?
耶稣要做我们的主。
Because Jesus will be our Lord.
他要在我们的里面。
And he will be inside of us.
圣灵要给我们活水的江河。
And the Holy Spirit shall give us this living stream.
叫我们充满喜乐。
And so that we will be filled with joy.
叫我们大有能力。
And then we will be totally empowered.
弟兄姊妹们，请你们好好的读圣经。
So, brothers and sisters, please read your Bible.
请你在一切难处中间仍然坚持神给你的呼召和职分。
Even in all kinds of difficulties, still persist on claiming the calling and God's will upon you.
为了一切的难处感谢神，因为他要帮助你。
And through all these problems, and you still praise the Lord because he will help you.
你要生根立基在他的里面。
He shall set roots deep down in him.
你要把福音传扬出去。
And you shall preach the gospel.
你要把耶稣不定人罪的真实 把这个故事告诉别人。
And you shall tell all the people that the story that Jesus does not condemn.
求主祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。
And may the Lord bless every one of you.
好了，我要去教小孩子了。
Now I have to go to teach the kids.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我把赞美敬拜归给你。
Praise the Lord.
你是有恩典有怜悯的神。
You are full of grace and mercy.
你今天已经为我们成全了何等的救恩。
And you already accomplished such wonderful salvation for us.
并且圣灵光照在我们里面，我们自己知道我们是罪人。
And also Holy Spirit enlightened us so that we know we're sinners.
你没有叫我们永远留着站在那儿。
But you did not leave us alone there, just standing there all the time.
你对我们宣布赦免的好消息。
But rather you proclaim the wonderful news of forgiveness.
所以我们要称你做我们的主。
So that we will call you our Lord.
让我们一生跟随你。
So that we will follow you all our lives.
求你祝福你的教会。
We pray that you bless your church.
祝福弟兄姊妹们。
And you bless your brothers and sisters.
让他们生命健壮。
And so that they will have great strength in their lives.
每个人都欢欢喜喜，每一个礼拜，每一个礼拜到你的面前学习你的话语。
And we will be in such joy that we come before you every week and we learn of your word.
至终让他们每一个人都生根立基在你的里面。
So that eventually everyone will set root deep down in you.
让每一个人都传扬你的福音。
And every single one of us will preach the gospel.
给我们每天的力量。
Give us our daily strength.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.